Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us again today. We wrapped up last week's teachings on what I consider to be a truly high note for teaching of God's Word, not because of this teacher by any stretch, but because the title and focus very succinctly captured the simplicity of what it means to be in a relationship with God in the only way that it can work. The message was God first, and we explored several passages in Scripture that make it quite clear that God has to be the priority in every part of our lives. How are you doing with making Christ Lord of your life, making Him first, the priority in all things? This is the blatantly obvious message found throughout the Bible and in Christ's own teachings. What gets in the way in your life of making and keeping Him front and center? Also, we had some other teachings that led up to Thursday's episode of God First, as well as our wonderful Wednesdays for Women with Adia Wushner and Family Foundation Fridays with David Walls, my co-host, and I certainly appreciate them, and they always do a fabulous job. If you missed any of those messages or any others, plus other podcasts and videos and articles, you can find them at loveandlordship.com. Love and, A-N-D in the middle, not the ampersand, okay? Don't put that in there, right there. Yeah. If you're on video, you can see me pointing to the ampersand on our banner. But make it love, A-N-D, lordship, all together, .com, and you'll find those and many other things there, including our book, The Authority of Love, for which this radio program is named after, the second edition there. It's an icon in the middle of the homepage there. If you'd like to know more, or if you have any questions or comments, good, bad, or ugly, send them to loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. I appreciate all the encouraging responses, both verbally and through the digital format. Thank you for that, even as well as the ones that are concerning or disagree. I think they help us when we are open to that. So thank you again for all of that. We're going to kick off this week with another challenging yet encouraging and much needed message. We've talked a lot about our relationship with our Heavenly Father, with Christ and Holy Spirit, but what does that mean to you? Do you realize that Christ died so that you and I could be in that relationship and we can neither find it nor enjoy it in any other way? As with any relationship, I have to ask myself as well, how are you working to make it all that it can be? Christ has done everything, and it didn't stop at the cross or the empty tomb. Remember, He said, if I do not go, you don't receive this, but I'm going that you would receive this gift, and that gift was the Holy Spirit, which continues to make the way in Christ for us to build and grow this relationship just as we would any other. So as with any other good relationship, what does that look like? Well, spending time together, sharing thoughts, listening to one another, confiding each other, and much more. Of course, we practice and can see and assess our human relationships, but what about listening, sharing, confiding, and building intimacy with God? Today's Devo will help us get a better grasp of some of the things it takes to not only help you confide in God, but how He desires to and will confide in you, in me, when we are working on and growing in and building that relationship. The title is The Secret of the Lord. Now, for those following along in the devotional booklet or at myutmost.org, we're on June the 3rd, all right? And I have to say that that title is certainly intriguing, to say the least. I don't know about you, but I certainly want to know God's secrets, right? Or secret. Surely you'd like to as well, right? So what are we talking about here? Is this God playing childhood games or adult games for that matter, where He keeps the upper hand but knowing things that we don't, or being prideful because He knows more than we do and wants to keep it that way? Well, the answer to that is absolutely not. God in His infinite wisdom and love for us knows there are things that can only be revealed as we are prepared, because ultimately His wisdom is rooted in His love and for our good, and we don't always get that. He wants us to know this, and as we've shared often, to know Him. Like I said earlier, When you are in a relationship, you not only want to know details and intimate things about the other person, but you desire for them to share the same with you. It's a give and, it's a give and give, as we talk about in agape love. You desire it because you love them. They desire it because they love you. That's what God desires in our relationship with Him. What are some of His secrets and how can we know them and Him more intimately? Today's anchor verse gives us a very straightforward answer, and it's found in Psalm 25, 14. The secret, okay, and in brackets here, if you're following along, if you're not, you'll get the idea. The secret friendship of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And that text is the version that's used at myutmost.org. In the devotional booklet, it's stated like this: the Lord confides in those who fear Him. In other words, He trusts, He builds that relationship, and he wants us to build it. Isn't it interesting that friendship with God means that He is willing to share even secret things that will build and strengthen our relationship? He confides in us if we fear Him. As you may have heard numerous times in messages, sermons, or teachings, this is not the paralyzing fear associated with being scared or running from someone. It is the awe and reverence that as we submit to God and His Word, His truth, it causes us to choose that truth in loving obedience. I would much more rather do that than fear the consequences of not following You, not walking in Your truth. That's what it means to fear the Lord. And it brings us to the point in our friendship where He reveals the deeper things, the secrets. He confides in us. Essentially, as we fear Him, grow in our faith in Him, and respond with that loving obedience, we find that because of Christ in us, He entrusts more and more to us. Think about that for a minute. God entrusts deeper secrets and truths to us, confides these things in us, in those who live in that reverent awe and fear of Him and His Word, by the way that we live our lives. Chambers begins his devotional after that verse by asking an obvious question about friends and friendships. What is the sign of a friend? That he tells you secret sorrows? No. That he tells you secret joys. Many will confide to you their secret sorrows, because oftentimes they're looking for sympathy, compassion, empathy, right? But the last mark of intimacy is to confide secret joys. I love what he's talking about here. Think about Romans 12, 15. And I ask this question often when I'm doing discipleship and relationships, marriages, or conferences or retreats. Which is easier in Romans 12, 15, to weep with those who weep or rejoice with those who rejoice? Our natural response, and I hear this all the time, 100% of the time, as a matter of fact, is, of course, it's easier to rejoice with those who rejoice. But is it? Let me ask you something. In your natural flesh, and that's what we have to deal with, right? Do you celebrate with the coworker who gets the promotion and the raise that you were up for? That's a simple, I ask others, but that's simple enough right there, right? Have we ever let God, as Chambers continues here, tell us of any of His joys? Or are we telling God our secrets so continually that we leave no room for Him to talk to us? At the beginning of our Christian life, we are full of requests to God. Then we find that God wants to get us into relationship with Himself, to get us in touch with His purposes. Are we so wedded to Christ's idea of prayer, "Your will be done," that we catch the secrets of God? You see, if our focus is along this line, He can reveal things to us. As long as it's still about us, He will not. The things that make God dear to us are not so much His great big blessings as the tiny things, because they show His amazing intimacy with us. He knows every detail of our lives. Him shall He teach in the way that He shall choose. That is literally the continuation of our anchor verse, Psalm 25, 14. Do you want God leading your way, your steps? Well, only in fear of Him, as you seek Him above all else, is His will done. And He shows you and He guides you in those steps and along that path. Chambers continues, at first, We want the consciousness of being guided by God. We want to know for sure that He's there and He's ordering our steps and guiding our path, right? Then as we go on, we live so much in the consciousness of God. This is faith, growing in faith, right? That we do not need to ask what His will is, because the thought of choosing any other will never occurred to us. If we are saved and sanctified, God guides us, and that is a process, remember, you're going to grow in this. God guides us by our ordinary choices. And if we are going to choose what He does not want, He'll check, and we then must heed. Let me ask you this, do you desire this type of friendship, this type of intimacy with God? You can have it, but it can only be on His terms, because ours, apart from Christ, will only ruin and destroy us and others. Fear Him and let Him have His way. Chambers closes this devotional, and it's our food for thought. Whenever there is doubt, stop at once. Never reason it out and say, I wonder why I shouldn't. God instructs us in what we choose. That is, He guides our common sense, and we no longer hinder His Spirit by continually saying, now, Lord, what is Your will? Are you there yet? This is me asking. Keep walking by faith, and He will see that you arrive. His will be done. The secret of the Lord. Our love in action. Spend time with God in His Word and prayer, listening every day. How else can you do this? How else can you build this relationship? And that's what He's after, right? Because He knows it's the greatest thing you'll ever have. You can begin with the scriptures in this message. If you want to go further or start somewhere else, look at the Gospel of John and the Psalms. Great place to start. Second, while you're doing that, and at all times, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. It's one of His functions and goals in our lives, and He will do it. I promise you that if you'll remain with that commitment and build that relationship. Number three, do you walk in reverent awe and fear of God and His truth? Is that what guides your life? You need to ponder that and be honest with yourself. And then number four, in response to those two questions, where are you in your relationship with God? What do you need to do for God to confide in you? Now, we're going to continue tomorrow to build on this deeper relationship with God. So join us. Invite your family, friends, loved ones, and as I always say, even your enemies, to join us. We want people to hear this message and know it's not just about being saved. It's about God's gift to us in salvation and then how we live it out as His disciples when Christ is Lord. Again, you can find more about our articles, our podcast, and our videos at loveandlordship.com. We have a watch, a listen, and a read tab. Click on those. You get these and many others. You can find our book there, The Authority of Love, Second Edition. It's an icon right there in the middle. Got a little video, a short little clip that tells you about it. And then you can order it if you'd like to do that. If you would, give me some feedback on that. I love to hear it, even with those who question or disagree. I really do. I think it helps us all. So thank you for that. If you're feeling led to give, you can do that right there on the homepage as well. Near the upper right, there's a give tab. Thank you for those who do give faithfully or even one time. And you can do it both ways. You can give once or ongoing. All donations are fully tax deductible and so appreciated. Thank you for helping us do this. And if it's not us, continue seeking the Lord until He shows you where He would have you give and partner for His kingdom and His glory, and then be faithful to do that. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stay tuned at 12:45 for my good friend, Greg Horn, and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.